When the Bath County School Board met Tuesday of last week, much of the focus was on recognizing staff who had worked for a significant number of years and students who had achieved success in the arts and sports. During the time for good news in Bath County Schools, Superintendent Sue Hirsch read the names of staff and presented certificates to those who were present. Eight of them, having worked in Bath County Public Schools for 10 years, are Joey Altizer, Katie Keyser, Susan McRoberts, Jody Shiflett, Julie Simmons, Kathy Sweeney, Sharon Wells, and Amber Yeo. Those with 30 years are Paul Dean and Tammy Lindsay. Patsy Chestnut was recognized for her 35 years of service, and with 40 years there was Dottie Jenkins, David Liptrap, and Lumina Shiflett, who is also retiring. One other notable retirement is Herschel Adkins, after 45 years employed by Bath County Schools. Kathy Robertson, Lumina Shiflett, and Stephanie Heiner are also retiring. On the same evening as the spring band concert, there was a show of many students' work in the atrium of the high school. The names of the winners from all the grades are included with this story on the new and improved AMR website. Senior art students, now graduated, who participated in Art 4 get a special shout-out for their hard work here. They were required to present a 9-piece cohesive art exhibit around a central theme, and each of the following received an award. For the strongest incorporation of text elements, Sarah Lane. For the widest variety of media, Kimmy Malcolm. And with the most cohesive show, Mackenzie Weaver. And for the most minimalist, Easton Yeo. Additional good news was based on preliminary data. All three schools made accreditation benchmarks successfully. Two programs operating within the school noted at this meeting work towards the success of some of the students who may be struggling. The first is the Virginia Tiered System of Support, or VTSS, which follows students with special needs using teams, interventions, evaluations, and a variety of resources to strengthen their learning and modify their behavior. The other, which was approved for the schools to continue using, is Project Return. This program makes it possible for students to recover credits, to take extra courses, or provide an alternate setting for coursework at school or at home. It can also be used when medical or behavioral accommodations are needed. For more information on either of these programs, contact Jane Hall or Ed Ozels at the high school.
On Thursday, June 8, Bath County High School Principal Sarah Rowe accepted a new position as principal at Clifton Forge Middle School. Sue Hirsch, superintendent, commented this week that Mrs. Rowe has been released from her contract and the board will discuss realignment of positions in their Tuesday night meeting.
Before closing out the 2016-17 fiscal year, the Bath County School Board will have their final meeting on June 26th at the School Administration Building in Warm Springs.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
The public is welcome to attend. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.